Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal is here.
Good morning, Steve.
Fridays are when we check in with the Business Journal to talk about the region's business stories. It looks like we may have a definitive answer on what's going to happen to the Sports Authority stores in the Sacramento area.
It appears that Sports Authority is, in fact, closing all 450 of its remaining stores, which includes six sites in the Sacramento region. This process has been very complicated, and the company itself has remained pretty quiet, but we now have a new bankruptcy court filing that suggests that these closures will in fact take place, with going out of business sales beginning pretty quickly, but we're still waiting for the company to give official comment.
Aerojet confirmed some big news this week. The aerospace company is moving its headquarters from Rancho Cordova to Southern California.
The company says that this new Southern California office will put its executives closer to customers, vendors, and suppliers. We hear this often when companies relocate from the Sacramento region. They say that basically we're still perceived as a government town, and that doesn't give them access to the critical mass that they need to make the important connections within their industries.
What does the move mean for the local business community? I mean, right now, Aerojet is the largest publicly traded company based in the Sacramento area.
And Aerojet will remain a major employer. We have to remember that it is only the top executives that are moving to the Southern California office. That's about between 10 and 25 people. So Aerojet subsidiaries will still employ about 1,600 people here locally. So it will still have a presence. And theoretically, if this move does lead to new connections and a heightened presence, Aerojet could secure more contracts that bolster the success for those employees locally.
Well, is there a downside?
Yes. For starters, this means that Aerojet's decisions about purchasing and a wide variety of other matters will be made elsewhere, in Southern California specifically. So that potentially denies business opportunities to Sacramento area companies. And of course, this move highlights a very harsh reality that Sacramento is losing more public companies than it's gaining.
Sacramento State was also in the news this week. The university bought a building in downtown Sacramento.
This building is near the CalPERS headquarters, and it will house about 100 students for Sac State's new School of Public Affairs. It's important to note that Sac State did not use taxpayer money to buy this building.
And there's a reason the university chose downtown, right?
Yes, this will put undergraduate and graduate students closer to the state capitol and state agencies, which are critical for that line of study.
So opening another site, what does this say about higher education in the region?
It definitely is part of a greater trend locally. Our universities are rushing into the public policy space because they see an untapped market there. This fall, the University of the Pacific will also launch graduate policy programs at its Sacramento campus.
Some new businesses are coming to Old Sacramento. Are souvenir t-shirts and taffy involved here?
Surprisingly not, Steve. Yes, there is a handful of new businesses that we can expect in Old Sacramento. This includes a sports bar, a dog boutique, and then two well-known local businesses, Willie's Burgers and potentially Luis Jr.'s Mexican Food, are planning Old Sacramento locations.
You think the new downtown arena is making Old Sacramento more appealing to businesses?
Potentially. Over and over, we've heard that the new arena is a huge opportunity for Old Sacramento, which is, of course, very close to the new arena within walking distance. The issue here is that there are so many stakeholders and conflicting visions for Old Sacramento that it's been tough to sort of give that area a cohesive identity. These new businesses mark a departure from the identity as a tourist destination, which could help attract more local folks. But don't worry, Steve. Taffy and souvenir t-shirts will still be available.
Well, let's go from taffy to beer. People who like to brew their own may have another place to get supplies soon.
Yes, that's an excellent transition. The owner of Fair Oaks Brew Pub, which opened about a year ago in Old Fair Oaks Village, is taking steps to open a brewing supply business. Now, he emphasizes that these plans are still in the very early stages, so we can't get too excited yet. But this highlights some important facts about the local beer movement. We see more and more people venturing from home brewing into opening full-fledged breweries. It seems something that is attainable, and these brewing supply stores are catering to those customers. Also, it seems like a great fit. Someone with a well-established, locally owned brewery is the perfect person to provide guidance about what sort of tools and equipment you need to brew your own beer.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.